Welcome back to In the Moment. Nate Weck is a digital content strategist for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. He joins us every week with an update of what he's working on, what you might see online soon, that sort of thing. Hey, Nate, thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori, how you doing?
We're together here at the University of South Dakota SDPB Studios. And Nate, give me an idea of what's cooking for you this week. You're going to Boston to see how the fans are there. No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'll just watch some YouTube clips and kind of get an idea from there. Target Field's a lot nicer
right.
to go to. You walk in, even see the opposing team. Hey, how's it going? Good. We're enjoying the ball game. You know, different experience in the Midwest for sure. But a couple things that we're working on. The big thing that we're working on right now is a lot of people, I'm sure, listen to our high school or watch and listen to a lot of the high school sports championships that we do on television, whether it's state football, state volleyball, state wrestling, state basketball, all of those different things that we do. Also coming up, state track, that's coming up in a couple weeks already.
Really?
It's crazy how fast this month of May is already moving. State tennis is already next week, and then it's state track the weekend after and state golf right after that. So, I mean, we're kind of hitting the final stretch here of the school year and things like that. But one thing that we wanted to do, and we've got a lot of great sportscasters here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting that broadcast the games, you know, SDPB's own Gary Ellenbolt, SDPB's own Steve Toom. Both of those guys do a really great job for us. And then also we have J.J. Hartigan, who is the voice of the Sioux Falls Canaries. He also helps us out and does coverage for basketball. John Sieber up in Watertown, he teams up with Gary Ellenbolt. They're quite the pair. Fun two guys to hang out with. They complement each other pretty well when they're doing games, so they're fun to watch. But the other two that we kind of wanted to highlight a little bit too is we wanted to talk about Craig Maddock and Mike Henriksen. And we had the chance to sit down with them and talk when they were at the Class A tournament for girls basketball just a few months ago, just to sit down with them because, you know, we really don't know how much longer this duo is going to be doing games together.
Right.
That duo's been doing games for the past, you know, 16 years for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. You know, it's for a lot of people in the building, you know, that's what, you know, they know exactly who Maddock and Henriksen are. Both of them work with KWSN Sports in Sioux Falls. Craig has been a longtime radio broadcaster there, and Mike Henriksen's got his show with SportsMax, Calling All Sports with Mark Ovedon. He's got that going on, too. So both guys are very involved in covering South Dakota high school and just South Dakota sports in general and things like that. And so we wanted to sit down with them and just get an idea, you know, what are some of their memories? What are some of the moments that they really remember? You know, just real quick, because Maddock has, I'm just going to paraphrase what Maddock said, and then we'll hear the clip of Henriksen. But Maddock had talked about the Hail Mary Tri-Valley, the winner game, when the game was very low scoring and there was a Hail Mary right at the end that resulted in a tip catch, no time left on the clock, state championship. That's a fantastic one that they talked about in this piece, and we're going to have the full video done next week sometime, probably maybe Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, depending on how kind of the schedule goes. But Henriksen had a bite about what his favorite memory was, and we'll take a listen.
Me, personally, my favorite overall tournament was 2007 out in Spearfish, the Girls A. And the reason for that is I truly believe that you could have gone back. That was the year Vermillion won it. But I truly believe you could have gone back, started that tournament over on Monday, and had a completely different outcome.
So, and then they talked a little bit about that, and you'll hear it in the full video about just the depth that all of those teams had at that tournament in Spearfish. And
this is what both these gentlemen have been on In the Moment since I've been here with updates, you know, from courtside or wherever. And I just love their enthusiasm. They know their knowledge, the depth of knowledge that they have, the analytical brain that they have. It's humbling sometimes
to
talk to them.
It is. And one thing I've noticed too is like Henriksen's kind of like a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, right.
Because he can remember, he'll look down at the field. Oh yeah, that's so-and-so. And did you know that so-and-so's mom and dad both were in Milbank and were Star Trek stars back in the 80s? And he'll get up and talk about stories like that during broadcast. He's always very good. And Craig is so prepared when he's always on the air. He's always over-prepared, which is always a cool thing when you see.
Right. Remarkable.
When he's got just sheets and sheets and sheets of notes to go off of and things like that. So it's really quite remarkable when you see behind the curtain on what makes all that broadcast work and the knowledge that they have to have. And I mean, it's no easy task. I mean, they may make it sound easy on the air, but right. it's not easy at all. And one of the other questions I wanted to ask them both was, what got you started and what got you passionate about broadcasting? And Henriksen talked about being on the road with his dad. He was a truck driver, mm-hmm. Driving through Nebraska. I think they were going to Illinois or something to deliver some pigs, and it was Thanksgiving, and they were listening to the Nebraska-Oklahoma game of the century from 1971, and they had to actually pull off on the side of the road so that they could listen, so that they didn't lose frequency in the truck, so that they could listen to the end of the game. Uh-huh. So Henriksen talks about that as always being a fan of listening to sports and things like that, and being a guy from Nebraska, always listening to Huskers games and things like that. Maddox has a little bit different start, and his came when he was very young, experiencing just hanging out with his brothers. That's kind of where he started doing play-by-play, and we've also got him to talk about it.
One of those old hockey games where you had the sticks, you
know,
you had to twist the players,
yep.
And you had the little puck that would, my brothers would play that, and then I would be standing next to them doing the play-by-play, because they were the Minnesota North Stars and the St. Louis Blues, and I was doing play-by-play.
The Minnesota North Stars, first
yeah.
of all.
Yeah, Minnesota North Stars, and that takes you back a little
and
bit.
And play-by-play as a kid. I was in the tent with my brother interviewing him, and he would pretend to be all the celebrities, and I would be Barbara Walters, and I would be interviewing him, too. So
see, isn't that fun when you hear that? It all starts young. Everybody's got that in their blood. I remember even doing that like on some of the old video games like Madden, uh-huh. like Madden, like 99, Madden 98, like just hitting the button. Like I didn't put my controller on either side to play as a team. I just let the computer play each other, and I just sit there watching it, and I would try broadcasting the game that was going on, because that's how you did it. And there's countless stories of that, of people, you know, the guys that are now doing NBA play-by-play and things like that, or Major League Soccer, that said, you know, I just would broadcast what's going on video games. And there was one guy who actually sent a tape in and got a job because of it. So, I mean, it's crazy how some of these things start, and everybody tries to mimic somebody through the process, because there's always somebody that they idolize, that they listen to. So I think that's also very fun. And it's interesting, because there are a lot of people in the state of South Dakota that are really involved in media, and they do look up to some of the sportscasters in the state, whether it is Gary Allen Bolt, whether it is Craig Maddock or Henriksen or Sieber or Steve Toome or J.J. Hardigan, any of those guys. You know, there are people listening, and there's people that are interested in the business that look up to those guys.
Put your TV on mute and call the game yourself. Practice.
How was
it for you, Nate, to talk with Mike Henriksen and Craig Maddock?
You know, it's really fun. This year I had the opportunity to do state football, obviously, with both of them again, and also go to both the Class A tournament for girls and the AA joint tournament with boys and girls out in Rapid, where Henriksen and Maddock were at both of those tournaments. My favorite part about hanging out with them and with all the broadcasters is, it's not so much when you're doing the games, because when you're doing the games, everybody's just so busy and things like that, but it's setting up, getting ready for the game, after the games are done, whether you're going to grab a burger or whatever you're doing afterwards, those memories of just sitting and talking with them, sharing a few laughs, those are the types of memories where you really get to know these people and realize, you know, they're just guys just like you and I. And I remember the first time I met Craig, first time I ever met Craig was at a Sioux Falls Storm United Bowl championship press conference. I was working for the Sioux Falls Storm. I was there helping Sioux Falls Storm play-by-play guy Rich Rosty out, and Henriksen or Maddox over there running tape and stuff like that. So he has it for his sports talk show at 3:00. So he's there getting tape for his show. And then that was kind of my first time. That was 2010, I think. So already 7 years ago was the first time I met Craig Maddock. But yeah, it's crazy when you to see now you're actually working with some of these guys and things like that, the guys that you kind of grew up like idolizing and hearing on the radio all the time.
Well, we're awfully glad that you're here, Nate Weck.
Oh, thanks, Lori.
All right, you can look for the video feature on Mike Henriksen and Craig Maddock on a Facebook page, SDPB Sports Facebook page, next week. Nate Weck, digital content specialist, strategist.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of different ways you could say
it. Let's call you the digital dude. All right, thanks, Nate. We'll see you next time.